Harper Audio presents Inconceivable, a medical mistake, the baby we couldn't keep, and our choice to deliver the ultimate gift. By Carolyn and Sean Savage. Read by Danny and Cassandra Campbell. A lesson of love. We have our beliefs. They may be different from yours. That's okay, as long as respect endures. Our story is absent of arrogance, as are our lives. We realize we may not have it all right. In fact, that is the only thing we are certain of. Whether you believe in God or you don't, whether you study the whole Bible or half the Bible, another holy book or no holy book, we hope our story will be meaningful to you. We believe the one thing that we all have in common is the need to love and to be loved. Perhaps the purest love on earth is the love of a child. Our story is about that kind of love, our love for a child, and the lesson of love he gave in return.
Prologue. We have three children. Or do we have four? A strange question, but the kind that parents who have lost a child ask themselves from time to time. That absent child is always with you. A loss you feel some days is yearning and other days in a gasp of pain. My husband, Sean, and I still grieve the son we lost, despite the unusual way he left us. Or rather, we still grieve him and the circumstances that forced us to give away a baby we thought of as our own. This was a child whom I nurtured and we both protected from the forces conspiring against his survival. Yet I understand that I may never hold him in my arms again, and that the next time I see him, he will think of me as a stranger. Perhaps I will never be able to heal the ache that is the place he occupies in my heart. At the same time, I know that if Sean and I had this decision to make again, we'd do exactly the same for Logan. For us, having children has been the biggest challenge in our 16 years of marriage. 20 ovarian stimulation cycles, 3 in vitro fertilizations, IVFs, 2 frozen embryo transfers, and 4 miscarriages in the 12 years that we tried everything we could to expand our family. We knew that our struggle was coming to a close on the morning of February 6th, 2009, when we entered the fertility clinic for one last try. I was nearly 40 years old, and if this attempt at transferring our last embryos did not work, we were done. We would thank God for our 3 beautiful, healthy children and move forward. 2 of my 3 pregnancies had been difficult, and 1 nearly lethal, but we were determined to fulfill our pledge to give every embryo a chance at life. Our beloved fertility doctor, who had helped us conceive our 3rd child, Mary Kate, when other doctors had failed, would perform the transfer that morning. Little did we know that because of a terrible mistake, I would receive another couple's embryos and eventually give birth to a baby we would not be allowed to raise. All through the Christmas holidays of 2008 and into the new year, I had been anxiously preparing for this day, taking estrogen pills, injecting Lupron and progesterone, and enduring the bloating and grumpiness brought on by those drugs. Although I had started out thinking that I didn't want to go through all of it again, that I was tired of trying and tired of being pregnant and anxious about it, when Sean and I arrived at the clinic, we were hoping for a second miracle. I had just slipped on my hospital gown when the fertility doctor entered the examining room. He was brusque and efficient, a man who clearly had many things on his mind as he described the condition of our thawed embryos. "The 5 that survived all have developed to between 9 and 12 cells. How many will you be transferring today? Remember, I don't do selective reductions." He meant that if he transferred all 5 and they survived, he would not eliminate any in utero to give me and the others a better chance. His policy on this was one of the reasons we chose him as our doctor. Besides, I wasn't sure any of these embryos were going to make it. 9 cells after 4 days in a petri dish was not robust growth. "Can you give us a moment?" I asked.
"I'll see you in the operating room. Let me know then."